are your present macro calls?
So lumber, busy looking at it now, is going to be a very strong one. People will find that uninteresting because they'll think, well, what's that interesting? It's very Canadian, North American. They build houses out of it. Lumber, palladium, as one of the best of the precious metals. I see it going 1,056. That would be a 25% plus move. I see a 35% plus move in lumber. Those are the ones we've looked at. I am a big buyer now. I would suggest being a big buyer of Russian major cap banks and energies. They've been oversold, I believe. That's not a setup, by the way. This is more fundamental. So you've asked me for some technical ones. I've given you technical ones. But I'm a buy Russia, sell China guy now. I think you get a very cheap ruble now. And the energy prices will not be forever and a day sustained in these levels. The notion that shale oil is being pumped out of every ear hole and, you know, America will one day be an exporter of energy again, never mind an importer and all of this, I'm not drinking the full Kool-Aid on that at all. I think there's some sweet spots where they've done projections for the entire field, where they go obviously into the highest return areas. We will see oil back up, and that will refloat Russia. We'll see gas back up. So energies will, we're not destined for a world of pure cheap energies just yet. China has expanded its balance sheets. Its total banks' balance sheets are $27 trillion versus America's at subprime crisis top $15 trillion. So you're talking about a smaller economy technically that has almost double the balance sheet. That's all gone into some mainly speculative property development commercial. So I would be a shorter of major commercial Chinese REITs or anything of that form, because they've not got the tenants. They're sort of building for future generations just to keep the wheels of industry turning and keeping the cranes busy. And so that's been, you know, that's been, that bubble's got to come undone. You can buy their small cap equities that are run by Chinese entrepreneurs who are highly industrious and very efficient, but stay away from the big parastatals that are involved with builders and banks and all of that. And Russia's the value. So the two counterbalancing superpowers, I think we've got one at a bit of a dip and we've got one that's got a bath to take. So at a macro level, that could be a very interesting trade for people to drill down into as successive. So, you know, certain Russian energy giants are trading below net asset value. That said, that can happen for a long period. It doesn't mean it's a buy, but some of them are yielding, their yields are, you know, their share price is 2.5 times their yields. Some of them are at 5%. Some of them are at, you know, really cheap producers. So don't buy the energy down to $30 narrative. There's always momentum chasing. I had this with the USD yen. I remember we had a spike down. I called for 71. I said it'll rally after that. We'll have made a downside. Everyone else was just responding as the yen was chasing, and they were calling. It was all about who would throw out a lower number. They missed the trade. The geometry had been met. You can expect it to stall slowly and possibly even reverse. And for Russia, I don't think we're going to have a continuation downtrend of oil prices all the way down. I think this big pattern has met and it'll reform for a while now at these levels and then slowly drift up